Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, dear listener, thank you for listening. This has been in our third week now, listening and hearing from Dr. Don Sisk, who's been a great inspiration here at BIMI. And he's missionary with his family in Japan and then Far East field director for 10 years. And then he became our general director. Now, the general director at BIMI wears many hats, do they not, Dr. Sisk?
They do, yes, sir. Yeah. And I never thought about myself as being particularly filled in administrators, but I learned a lot. You know, we had good people working here. We had Brother Cliff Husky, Brother John Ramsey, you know, people of that nature that has been greatly used of God to serve at BIMI for years. And then eventually God brought along a lot of other people and so forth. And I went into it with fear and trembling. I mean, you know, realizing that only God could help me.
Sure.
It was far over my head, Brother J.B.,
okay.
You know. But little by little, I got adjusted to the position. I'm not saying I ever got comfortable in it, because you don't be comfortable being president of BIMI.
Yeah.
You think about it, you're accountable to about 9,000 pastors.
Sure.
And the hundreds of missionaries all over the world. And it is a great, great responsibility. And I served in that position from 1984 till 2002.
Okay.
And honestly, I enjoyed it. It was great. But I realized that it was time for me to step down, you know. And I did. 2002, I resigned. Dr. James Ray became the director. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do after that. And I went to a leadership meeting. I was preaching a leadership meeting in Lancaster Baptist Church. And Dr. Rasmussen and Dr. Chappell had my future all planned out.
Yeah, you retired, didn't you?
I retired. Yeah. But 2003, I started teaching missions at West Coast Baptist College. Now, we've still lived in Chattanooga half of the year. We'd go out in January, stay till graduation, then we'd come home. But God used that in such a wonderful way. So, you know, my life is usually in 10-year periods, but the president of BIMI was 20 years. And they said, now just come teach missions one semester. And I taught missions one semester for 17 years.
17 years. Now, I mentioned before I forget it, there was a book written about your life. I think a lot of listeners, they've heard you now. This is the third week, and some of them may miss part of it. What's the name of the book that's written about you?
Brother Kerry Smith and Brother Chappell decided they were going to write a biography. And I tried to insist that there's not that much to write about. And finally they kept, well, we're going to do it with it, with your permission or without it. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, I said, okay, if you can do a biography that will show what God can do with nothing. And by the way, Kerry Smith is a great author. And I often tell people he didn't have much of a subject, but he is a great author.
Yep.
But he wrote the book, Where Only God Could Lead.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful read. It really is.
And that's printed by Striving Together Publications.
Striving Together Publication. You can order it from BIMI.
Okay.
You can order it from Amazon.com. You can order it from Striving Together. Yeah.
And listeners, I've read it. I would recommend it. And if you have children in your home and young people coming up in your church and they're interested, and they should be, in serving the Lord, what a great thing, put into their hands great books. You know, we read about missionaries from many years ago, David Livingston and Adoniram Judson and Hudson Taylor. But look, there are a lot of missionaries who are still preaching the gospel, who've had great miracles in their lives serving the Lord. So continue to listen this week, and we'll be back and hear more from Dr. Don Sisk.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.